DEI, compute dominance, and what the AI arms race might get wrong. Bo DiMaio, creator of the critically acclaimed animated series X-Men 97, said publicly that Marvel treated him as a DEI hire, brought on as a credential of diversity rather than as a creative professional whose judgment the company trusted and supported. The charge lands with particular force in the current political moment, as DEI programs at major corporations face legal and political rollback. DiMaio's account draws a distinction that the entertainment industry has been reluctant to confront: the difference between diversity as representation visible in a finished product and diversity as meaningful participation in creative and decision-making power. That a show can succeed commercially while its creator feels professionally dismissed is a tension neither outcome cancels. Kamala Harris has reached out to New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani ahead of 2028. Mamdani, who ran on an explicitly socialist platform and won in New York City, is scheduled to deliver an America 250 speech this Friday. Harris's outreach suggests she is mapping the coalition landscape for a potential presidential run, and that map includes Mamdani's political base. Whether the contact represents genuine ideological alignment or tactical positioning will become clearer as the next presidential cycle develops. The U.S. State Department separately designated Ecuador's Chone Killers, a group that splintered from Los Choneros in 2020 and has been accused of assassinating public officials, as a foreign terrorist organization, a designation enabling financial sanctions and restrictions on material support. The most important analytical question embedded in this week's AI coverage is one the confident infrastructure narrative tends to skip: whether raw compute advantage actually translates into sustained strategic dominance. The assumption running through the SoftBank NeoCloud, the NVIDIA revenue sharing model, the MGX fund, and the OpenAI government stake proposal is that more GPUs and data centers equal stronger U.S. AI leadership. That assumption requires the bottleneck to AI capability to be compute rather than algorithmic innovation. If the next major capability breakthrough comes from a training efficiency advance, a new architecture that achieves more with less, a country with fewer chips but better researchers could leapfrog a compute-heavy leader. China's push to develop indigenous semiconductor alternatives under U.S. export ban pressure is precisely this kind of forced efficiency innovation. Two additional risks complicate the compute dominance thesis. The FTC's proposed AI bias statement, if it hardens into enforceable policy, could create a regulatory environment actively hostile to safety-conscious AI development in the United States, while Chinese developers face no equivalent constraint. And the physical infrastructure required to run AI at scale, power grid capacity, environmental permits, water for cooling, could impose limits faster than financial models assume. The concrete signal worth watching, according to the analysis: if Chinese AI labs publish papers in 2027 demonstrating training efficiency gains of 5x or more compared to current leading methods, that is the indicator that the compute dominance thesis is under genuine stress.